From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump says North Korea possesses 57 nuclear weapons and he will hold talks with Kim Jong-un this year. South Korea holds a 20-minute nationwide civil defense drill simulating an air raid. And the centenarian population in South Korea records a surge of more than 172% over the past decade. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. U.S. President Donald Trump has told reporters he expects to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this year. As reporters asked him about his efforts to revive dialogue with Pyongyang, Trump said the North Korean leader has 57 very powerful nuclear weapons. It's the first time he's ever attached a precise number to the contents of the North's nuclear arsenal. Kim Bum-soo has the latest.
And I know Kim Jong-un very well.
Asked if denuclearization is still his goal in seeking to revive dialogue with North Korea, President Trump refused to answer. Trump instead emphasized that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un already possesses nuclear weapons.
Are you exchanging written letters with Kim Jong-un?
I can't tell you that. But I get along with him. And you know what? The fact that I get along with him, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. He has 57 very powerful nuclear weapons. Should have never allowed it to happen.
The remarks came Wednesday after he decided earlier in the week to scale back the ongoing annual military drills with South Korea, essentially cutting them in half.
Yeah, I will be.
The North Korean leader's powerful sister Kim Yo-jong released a statement the previous night indicating that scaling back the joint exercise wasn't enough and her country won't give the U.S. the response it's seeking. While describing her brother's relationship with Trump as quote-unquote excellent, Kim Yo-jong said she is unaware of any communication between the two. But if face-to-face talks do go ahead, some analysts believe the APEC summit in Shenzhen, China this November could provide a venue. By specifically mentioning 57 nuclear weapons, Trump got a step closer to recognizing North Korea as a de facto nuclear state. Some longtime North Korea observers now say Trump's aim for future talks with Kim may be to freeze or limit the number of warheads in Pyongyang's possession, a reversal of the allies' 25-year-old campaign for complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The U.S.'s decision to scale back an annual joint military exercise with South Korea has found no favor with Pyongyang. Kim Yo-jong, a top advisor and sister of North Korea's leader, has issued a statement expressing indifference to the move, arguing that no matter their duration, the drills are still an expression of hostility toward the North. Pe Ju-yeon has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister issued a chilly response to the news that the Ulchi Freedom Shield military exercise will run for 5 days, not 11 as originally planned. Kim Yo-jong released a statement Wednesday night via the North State-run Korean Central News Agency, saying U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to scale back the ongoing joint exercise with South Korea is unworthy of comment, and her country has no interest in it at all. She called the drills an obvious expression of open hostility toward North Korea, regardless of whether they're cut short, and dismissed South Korea's claim that the exercise is defensive in nature. Pointing out that South Korea and the U.S. have conducted numerous military drills this year alone, she said if the U.S. believes it can portray its latest decision as a good-faith gesture, it won't get the answer it desires from the North. Kim Yo-jong also says she's unaware of any recent communication between her brother and Trump, though she described their relationship as excellent. The comments are part of a longer message about worsening political and economic instability throughout the world. Kim condemned what she called the evil cycle of confrontation in the Middle East and blamed Western powers for escalating the war between Russia and Ukraine, defending Russia's military moves as an act of sovereign self-defense. She also appeared to deny recent claims by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that North Korea is planning to dispatch additional troops to help Russia. Pe Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi at the presidential office on Thursday and exchanged views on the Korean Peninsula and other pending issues.
The meeting with Wang Yi drew attention as U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly called for dialogue with North Korea. Attention is also focused on whether Yi and Wang exchange views on Yi's proposal in his Liberation Day address for the parties concerned to begin discussions on formally ending the Korean War. On X on Wednesday, Yi expressed respect for Trump's decision to reduce the scale of the South Korea-U.S. combined military exercises, saying the move could help create conditions for dialogue. Yi said he hoped Trump's decision would lead to confidence building between North Korea and the United States, the resumption of dialogue, and ultimately a stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A series of drills took place Thursday as part of the annual Civil Defense Ulchi exercise, including a 20-minute nationwide evacuation drill simulating an air raid. When the air raid siren sounded at 2 p.m., citizens in the streets fled to some 17,000 designated civil defense shelters or underground safe facilities, while administrative and public agencies simultaneously held evacuation exercises. The designated shelters included subway stations, underground shopping malls, and the underground parking lots of apartment complexes. Foreign nationals were able to access information about the drill schedule and shelter locations in 22 languages through the Emergency Ready app. Also, as part of the Ilchi exercise, an anti-terror drill was held at the Seoul Southern Detention Center in Guro District, which involved police officers training to subdue escaping inmates. The centenarian population in South Korea has surged more than 172% over the past decade. Census data released by the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Thursday showed there were 8,604 people in the country age 100 or older as of November 1, 2025. This cohort has increased by 5,445 people since surpassing the 3,000 mark in 2015. According to the latest figures, women accounted for 83.4% of the 100-plus group. However, male centenarians grew by 233.6%, significantly outpacing the 162.8% growth rate for female centenarians over the cited period. The government has announced a series of countermeasures, including a ban on advertisements and strengthened penalties to combat websites that distribute illegal sexually explicit content, such as illicitly filmed material and deepfake manipulated pornography. A joint team of the Ministry of Gender Equality and Family, the Korea Media and Communications Commission, and the National Police Agency unveiled these measures on Thursday in response to the growing number of violations in the country. Investigators believe that more than 6,600 active websites are currently distributing illegal sexual material. They estimate that more than 2 million videos featuring Korean people are available on Korean language websites. The pan-governmental consultative body concluded that cutting off revenue sources is crucial for neutralizing illegal sites and has introduced measures prohibiting advertisements on these platforms. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index jumped 381.41 points, or 5.89% on Thursday, to close at 6,852.58. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 16.43 points, or 1.99%, to close at 840.89. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.